celebrating our year of well-being, and we are inviting people from across the South to share their practices and their techniques for a positive life. There is an event going on tonight with Portsmouth hypnotherapist and anxiety recovery coach Denise Bosk, who is hosting a free talk tonight. This is at Keppel's Heads Head Hotel in Old Portsmouth, and she's inviting those seeking relief from anxiety to go along and learn new techniques for dealing with it. And Denise joins us now. Hello, Denise, are you there?
I am.
Hello.
Can you hear me, Lucy?
Yeah, lovely to have you on the programme, Denise.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, so you're doing a talk on this tonight to help people. Are you, as a hypnotherapist, are you seeing more people coming to you these days looking at hypnotherapy as a way to deal with their anxiety?
Well, actually, Lucy, just to put you in the picture, I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, but I'm actually a licensed anxiety recovery coach and a trauma practitioner for PTSD and stuff. So I've got a lot of different tools there. And yeah, basically, I take a holistic approach to my clients, mind, body, soul.
Where do you start with anxiety? I suppose you have to listen to the person, don't you, to understand them first?
Well, you listen, but to be honest with you, it doesn't matter what the anxiety is, whether it's OCD, whether it's usually terrible symptoms, and they are awful, the symptoms. But basically, once I tell them how the brain works with the body and how the body starts to overtake the brain because it becomes the subconscious, and they start getting the picture of how the mind and body work together, that's kind of a big relief for them straight away. So that's why I kind of start, and then we have to put the roadmap in to build, because the brain's neuroplastic, so we have to change the wiring, as it were.
Okay, so we all need a bit of rewiring, don't we?
some
more than others. So you are rewiring people then? Yeah, so how do you know what wires to pull out and where to put them back into?
You know, basically, this is going to sound really simplistic, and it is. Our job in this world, my belief, is to feel as good as we can, as often as we can, as long as we can. And if something's stopping it, it's going to be a belief, a conditioned feeling, stuff from childhood, a trauma, whatever. And some of those need dealing with to start with. And then we've got to change the beliefs over to believe I can recover. And so it's a multi-stage approach, but it works very, very well.
Does it? Have you met some people and thought, oh my goodness, I've got so much to deal with here, so many mental health issues, but you've seen them come out the other side and become a new person?
Really, honestly, yes. And the only thing that matters is, A, the person wants it. They've got to really want it, but they're so bogged down in what hasn't worked, and they're so worn out by all these awful symptoms, but that now they take the step, and I make sure I do not take anybody on unless they are committed. I want to recover. That's all we need to know. And then, yeah, we get through it. It's not as complicated as it sounds.
But it does. It feels complicated, doesn't it? Because, like you say, someone's got to want to change, not be bogged down. So to a certain extent, you've got to get over what some of the bits that have happened, right? And be willing to get over that.
Yeah, and that's it. They've got to be willing. They've got to have the desire. And I sit and I interrogate my clients and say, right, how much do you want this? And if they don't blind me by their rhetoric of how much they really wanted, I prod a bit more. And then I find out the why. Because when we've got a big, strong why, that will make us go forward. But people often, depressed people too, often what happens is they're so bogged down by a certain way of thinking. And when you get them to think in a different way, but more importantly, feel in a different way, it starts to change things, and they feel it. And that's when they realize they can do this.
Mm-hmm. How do we look after our mental health? I mean, like, the good thing is at the moment we're talking about it. I mean, at the moment on our station, we're doing our year of well-being. Generally, that conversation is out there now, isn't it? What do you do every day? I mean, you have to deal with these conversations from people as well. That's got to be quite testing for you, you know, at the end of your day. What advice would you give, and maybe what you use personally daily to make sure that, you know, we know we should go for a walk for our body, but for our mind, what do we do?
You know what? That's a really good question. It doesn't, when I work with clients, it doesn't matter how many I'm dealing with, it really, it doesn't bring me down at all because I know the way out. I know the way out for them. And me personally in my life, now some of us come out the womb a bit more blessed than others, in our upbringing, different things. And I've always been a slant towards positivity. And so I always look for what's working because what's available, what's wrong is always available and so is what's right. And so you get them to just start to see, well, what is good about this? And there's always something good. And you get them to think just a little bit differently and then to attach a feeling to it. But very small steps depend on who I'm working with.
Okay, so you just mentioned there we all come out differently, our experiences differently from day one. You mentioned positivity. Having that positive mindset, then that's going to lead to good mental health. Is that what I'm getting, Denise?
Well, I really don't really much like the word positivity because I think it's got a bit of bad press,
Oh
but I've
yeah.
just used it. I know. I think people get an idea, oh, positivity is a bit like Pollyanna. Oh, we all get out of bed. We go. No. Positivity is about saying, well, what is right now? What is good? And it is great. I went for a walk, and it is great. I chatted with my friend, and it's about those small steps and recognizing them to get a balance in the life. But people are so bogged down with what's not right and why it's not right. So when people are sitting in front of me and I say, what do you want? 9.5 times out of 10, they will start like this. Well, I don't want to have, I don't want to be, I don't, and I say, no, what do you want? Now we've been programmed by parents, society, governments, religions, all kinds of things to say what we don't want. That's why I never watch the news. That's one thing I never do. But if you say, well, tell me what you want, it's actually hard for them to flip it round. You see them still going, well, how do I make that positive? Well, you said you don't want to be sad all the time. What do you want to be? Hint.
Denise, you sound so real with your clients, I don't know, just so direct, which I don't think is such a bad thing. Is, there's different ways to deal with mental health, isn't it? Do you go the softly, softly approach? I guess you're telling people how it is, which I think
Well,
we need. I think I prefer that.
I do as well. And through 22 years of working, I've discovered that I used to think I had to be delicate with them. You know what? I can't enable them. I've got to get them out of it. So my kind of phrase is, I'll hold your hand and kick your ass. Because I've got to. I can't enable them to stay where they are.
Well, on that note, I've never spoken to someone like you, and that outlook is fascinating. You've got Breaking Free, Understanding and Overcoming Anxiety. This is your talk that you
It
are
is.
giving tonight. It's at Keppel's Head Hotel in Old Portsmouth.